This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I need to get something off my chest. I recently turned 28 and I'm freaking out. Owning a home, taxes, and being a real adult comes with a lot of stressors that I wasn't really prepared for. And the best way to get something off of my chest is to talk to someone, which is where therapy comes into my life. Talking with someone that has the knowledge and information to help me look at my issues from a different perspective has helped me slow down my life a little bit and help calm me down. If this is something that you can relate to, then I recommend you give BetterHelp a try. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. You can visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes. And now, back to the episode.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast. Try talking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Happy Times Podcast.
Guess who's back?
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Welcome back to both of you, the podcast listeners and my buddy, the pal, the Mexican, Jesus Fuentes.
Hello, guys.
He's been gone for quite some time. He deported himself a little while ago. That's what you did.
Yeah, it was like 10 months ago.
10 months ago, he went back home, and I figured, you've been here for how long?
4 weeks.
Almost a month. Almost a month. He's been here for a month, and we haven't really done anything, so I figured I'd pop you in on this.
Yeah. What's the theme, buddy?
The theme is going to be communication.
Because I tweeted this
earlier, and we're just going to talk. We're just going to have a fun little conversation. Oh, also, if people don't know, if you want to support this podcast, you're going to go to patreon.com/JoeyKidney, and you can support this podcast for only $1. And that would help me fly Jesus back for more of these podcasts, because this is just going to be oh so amazing.
Hype.
I hope it is. I think we're going to get some juicy combo.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because we've already talked about this a little bit. So the other day, or yesterday, I tweeted, because I was going through this with, like, one said person, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to name names or anything like that. And, well, that's actually a few people. Like, and we've gone through this a lot. Like, communication is, like, a huge thing with us. Like, if somebody doesn't reply, if somebody doesn't answer, if somebody texts and then doesn't answer, like, or if somebody just is flaky, like, it's not for us. Like, it's not beneficial for our lives. So I tweeted this. I said communication is the most important thing when it comes to any connection with one another. People complain about slow texters, not because they're impatient, but because the connection between them is getting lost in time. So respond to your friends and your loved ones. And I think like that's like huge. And I know that because we've talked about it so much, like mm-hmm. whether it is with dating or like even with just with friends, like how many of our friends don't like text us back?
Well, here's the thing. Like, first of all, huge. How many of our friends don't text us back? Good friends? Nearly none. Because our good friends always reply. And they have to, like, reply.
Yeah, it's us.
On time.
It's just you and me.
Yeah, we always say... We're very... Like, you. I heard you said... you described us. You say, we're very yes men. You say something, I'm like, yes, let's do it. And we go and do it. But, like, in terms of, like... texting each other, I just feel like you really need to, and there's no excuse, and like you said, it's not because we're impatient, it's just like you literally have your phone with you 24/7,
right?
And you look at your phone on Instagram, you go for Facebook, whatever it is, there's no way that like 10 minutes passes by And you definitely saw the notification that somebody texted you and you decided not to reply.
Yeah, there's times, obviously there's cases when you like today I did it with Sarah. I opened up the conversation and I just like, I had to go get the door for you.
Yeah.
And I just opened it up and then I didn't have the notification anymore, so I forgot to reply.
Yeah.
And like stuff like that. And I get that and that's reasonable. But at the same time, if that's a close friend, you go back and you check that text because you're going to want to hang out with them soon. And we just don't run into those people very often. Uh-huh. Or maybe we're a very rare breed.
Definitely.
That actually wants communication, that actually wants, like, a connection with people.
Oh, yeah.
Which I find is quite rare. Even on, like, dating apps or anything like that, I feel like people are, like, they don't want certain things. It's very much like, well, they don't want a lot of things. They just want one certain thing. And it's just like they're out there going for the goal and they don't care how they get to it or how many people they backstab or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So like, and it stems from like just being a slow texter. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I hate that term. I hate, oh, I'm just a slow texter. Oh, I'm busy.
Oh, no.
We're the busiest fucking people.
There's no such thing as slow texter.
No, it just means you're being ignorant.
Well, I don't want to say ignorant. It's just like, just the person really is like a person that it's already telling you, dude, like, it's not that they're way too, like, full of themselves.
Yeah.
But they're pretty much telling you, like, in the nicest way possible, I kind of don't care about you.
Yeah.
Because when you say, like, I'm a slow texter, that but makes I think
that's
no
when
sense.
That's when the ignorance comes in because they're not telling you that they don't like you or that they don't want to talk. Like, I'm probably an asshole for saying it, okay, but it makes it. No. But, like, I'll text people being like, hi, I'm sorry. Like, I just don't really care for, having the same conversation every single day. People will text me every day being like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, it's exhausting because it's always good, you. And I answer, and they're like, it's always about – they'll always text about me. And I get it. They probably – like, and that's tune my own horn. They may have an interest or whatever. But like every day, the same conversation, it's not like benefiting my life, and it's not that I'm a slow texter. I would hate to be that slow texter, so I send people back being like, hey, like I'm just not into this.
Okay, dude. Yo, let me attack that like real quick. Can I swear? Try not
gently.
To. Okay, let me try freaking quick to answer that. So when I was in Mexico, I realized that so many people would get pissed at me if I didn't start a text saying like, hey, how's your day? Or like, hey, and then saying what, like what happened.
Really?
I would literally just say like, dude, can you help me with like pictures? And they would like very gently say, hey, how are you? And then address my question. And I was just like, they're really just got a hit for like not saying hey before what I said. And and I'm so into what you just said. That to me, it's more meaningless. Like, it's way more meaningful the fact that I texted you and I didn't text you just for texting you. I actually texted you saying like, hey, can you help me out with this?
For a reason. Yeah.
Exactly. It's not just like a lame text like, oh, like, I'm just going to say hey just to check up on him and whatever. Like, not really care. How is your day? And that's it. Dude, you just made me realize what to say next time somebody says that to me. I'm going to be like, you really want to just say hey every single day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's tough because I remember like this person specifically, like they asked me every single day. And like when I would ask them about them, they would just like shrug it off. So it wasn't even a conversation. It was exactly. Very much one-sided. And I was like, I get it. You're trying to be nice, but it's not a good conversation because it's all about me and I don't want to talk all about me. But so like going back to like slow texters and everything, like Jake, which is my friend, he says that I respond too quick and it's intimidating.
Okay. No, pause. I really have to put a pause on that. And good thing that you backtrack to the main topic of this. We're talking about, slow texting.
Well, communication
In general. But you also addressed, like, the dating and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And this is, like, something I think I want to, like, attach to it. Saying that it's intimidating. I feel like this whole new, like, you have to, like, wait 10 minutes to reply or this and that or whatever. I feel like, and you're going to address it with a quote from a video we just watched.
Yeah.
That if you really just want to text a person and somebody said like, hey, what's up? How you doing? And you reply right away. I think it's just
It's so attractive.
It's just way better because, so like, nice. It shows that you are into the person or that you care about the person. Because if you put yourself in the shoes of the other person, that person picked up the phone, answered. Yeah. It wasn't like picked up the phone, saw it, did not care, or just said, like, oh, I'll answer later. I think what you just said, it's good. Like, if we're talking about dating, texting, sexting, yeah. or whatever.
Not sexting.
Not sexting, but, like, just dating, texting. Texting. Yeah. Like, getting to know a girl that you like. If they reply right away. Oh, sorry. Maybe I should not snap. If you reply right away, so attractive.
Yeah.
So attractive. Send me a meme.
It's not even like this crazy thing. It's literally just... communication is nice, and like we want it in life, and yeah. when somebody doesn't give it to you, that's it sucks. And mm-hmm. on the side of somebody who is a very fast texter and a quick responder and very good at communication, this was like tough to watch. So I just watched an Anna Akana video, and she was giving like the best dating advice, and she got this from her mother. And basically she said, if somebody likes you, you'll know. They don't like you, you'll be confused. And that's like amazing because we're sitting here, and as a quick responder, a fast texter, the slow texter, we're like, why? Why are they not talking to me? Why are they just reading this and waiting hours to respond? What is going on? Why? And like, that's the confusion.
That's the confusion. Right there. Yeah.
And so maybe they may not like, oh, they don't like you, but it just kind of means that you're not the first on their mind. And like, that's so hard to get over and get behind. Right? Because, like, you're like, well, you don't want to think that about yourself. You don't want to be turned down before it even happened.
You know what? I've actually never thought of that. Like, maybe I'm not, like, the most important at the moment. It never crossed my mind.
Really?
Yeah. No.
Well, like, I mean, when I have a crush or a phone, when I'm interested in somebody, I want to text them all day.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk to them all the time. It's, like, at that moment where it's, like, lust and everything like that, and you're just, like, infatuated with that person. Like, mm-hmm. you want to talk to the person that's on yeah. your mind. Yeah. And... And I think that goes with everybody. So wouldn't they?
No, yeah, definitely. No, yeah. What I was going to say is that the very first thing that comes to mind whenever, like, I meet someone and we're texting and they don't answer right away is that, first of all, you got to address or be realistic and know that they have a life. So if you text them and they text you, it could just so happen that they text you right before they went to work, and then maybe they can't text
for
you.
Sure.
So that's good. But say you have texted this person for a couple of days, and you realize that like it's just so off. Like text you, wait like 5 hours, then text you back, and then you have like a good combo for like an hour or so, and then something happened, whatever.
Yeah.
I just feel, and this has to be said, it is that you have to say, I'm going to get busy. I'm going to sleep. I'm going for dinner.
Yeah.
I'm going out. Because if you don't say that, I just feel like it's so freaking yeah. bad. It's like you just... disregarding like the person at all.
I think it's important to text how you talk in person.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Exactly.
So like... If we're talking right now, we're on the podcast, and then all you hear is this. And I just walk away because I'm going to work and you don't even know.
Exactly.
And I just didn't even say anything. That's texting, but in real life, right?
In real life, which like, is just...
Yeah. I should be here and be like, okay, hey, man, I got to go in 5 minutes. I got to go to work.
There you go.
Like, if that was a text, yo, that's the best thing. It's like, yeah. inform the person that you're talking to. But what if that person isn't texting you that stuff just because... they don't feel that way, right? What if they don't want yeah. that communication? What if they don't want that connection?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the confusion comes in. And then from the Anna Arcana video, the confusion means that they don't like you. And then boom, you have your answer, and yeah. you're still all alone looking at your phone.
You know, it's funny because, like, if you think of it, we grew up with cell phones, we grew up with laptops, we grew up with social media, we grew up with texting. Dude, I just feel like definitely we could cut ourselves some slack because I feel like because we are both like so into social media and we're on trend with anything.
Yeah.
We know that it's way better for communication if we send a text like that. I feel like there's definitely like so many like teenagers or kids or whatever that would never even cross their mind that they need to do so. Like, say, oh, I'm going to sleep, or, hey, I'm going to get to work for, like, 5 hours.
It's, for sure. Even just, like I said, like I brought up my friend Jake, even just texting him is, like, it's night and day compared to me texting somebody who's in social media.
Yeah.
Like, we have conversations, like, just, like, you can see them typing, then you send your reply. You can see them typing, and they send a reply. Like, it's instant connection. It's, like, an instant message. But then when you text somebody, especially with an Android, good Lord. If you have an Android, throw it out. We want to see that blue, and we want to see the dots.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just, like, having that I don't have that with him. It's, like, I respond to him, and then he takes, like, 20, 30 minutes to think of an answer, or maybe even five or something like that. It's never, ever instant. And it's not a bad thing to him. It's not bashing
him. It's just different.
And so that's when it comes in. It's, like, what she said is if there's confusion, and then when I apply that to the confusion to the texting, and it's like a slow texter, well, why are they not texting you back? Then I apply it to somebody like Jake, where it's like maybe it's not in their nature to be on their phone or be so quick to text back. You know what I mean? And like, I think that's when everyone's still left with this question.
So quick lesson tip.
Quick lesson tip. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jesus's lesson tips.
Yeah, quick lesson tip. Number one. Whenever you meet somebody and they say, or this has happened to you, you say, next time that you get busy, just let me know so I can go about my day.
Boom, communication.
Yeah, communication. Just because if you say that on the very first like conversation you have with the person, if maybe you could put the example and say, hey, I'm off to bed. Talk to you tomorrow. Hopefully, the next day, maybe she's going to go off to bed before you, or she's gonna get busy. Hopefully she's gonna say, I'm gonna have dinner, text you in like an hour or so.
When was the last time you got a good night text?
A good night text? Not too long ago.
Really? From who? Me?
No, from like the last Tinder date I had.
Damn, I haven't had a good night text in like years.
Mind you, I had that ended in a last text that I said, like, hey, well, what ended up happening is that we're gonna see each other on Friday. Never actually happened because hours passed by, and then she ended up telling me how like she got busy with something, and I told her off like a little bit, but I just said, like, hey, it would have been nice.
So what was missing?
Communication. Like, I would have gone out with her on a second date, third date, whatever, if in the morning, because we said that we're going to leave at, like, 12, and this is, like, 4 p.m. already.
Yeah.
But, and I was just like, are you ready yet? It's like, no, I'm not ready. And I was just like, is this still happening? And she said, I got busy with something, sorry, can we reschedule? And I said, if you were to send me that I got busy with something at, like, 12 or whatever, I would have been okay, but you made me waste like a whole morning, or you made me like overthink and just like not be okay with myself, not doing anything, waiting on you for so many hours that you feel like she bailed on you.
Dude, and like that's a specific situation, but it's also like I've talked about it with one of our friends. Like it happens all the time.
Yeah,
and like. It doesn't. So if you're listening to this and you think it has to be related to dating or dating online or even texting, it's communication. It's communication in a whole. And it's like it's in your friendships. It's in your relationships. It's in your family. It's in strangers.
Business.
Like, business is huge. Like there's no – I don't think there's any wrong time to talk to somebody.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of times where people are like, oh, give them space. And I understand that. But at the same time, like – you can send a text.
Dude,
You can send your love. You can send your prayers. You know what I mean?
I'm just going to put a simple example. So
Jesus' simple examples usually take 45 minutes, so buckle up.
You tell this person that you're going to meet at a cafe. You are looking forward to meet up with this person. Maybe it's a good old friend of yours that just came to visit. And
do I know this example?
No.
And is this my life?
No. And then you just go to the cafe, and you're waiting on this person. This person goes to the bus. Bus breaks down, and he has to wait a half an hour for another bus to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't the person that's waiting for the bus, and this whole situation is real, why wouldn't he send a text saying, bros broke down, I'm waiting for the next one to come in.
Yeah.
Like, it's so easy to send.
Dude, I've been in that situation with a photographer.
It's so easy to send that text, but why would you not? And that is what every single person does nowadays. They just disregard the situation and just think that, like...
Oh, it's fine.
It's fine. And it's not.
No, it's not. And especially when you get somebody... Like, I'm a very, very busy person, but I also always make time for my friends. And I'm also a quick texter. And I'm also great at communication. And that's just something that I put my energy towards. Like, I get tired every day just from talking to friends.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's a great thing. Like, yeah. I'd rather be tired talking to my friends than be... tired because I've been staring at my phone waiting for the perfect hour to send the perfect text to this person that's been waiting for hours.
Or being calculating, oh, like, oh, 10 minutes passed, now I can text and then hope that they're going to text you back in, like, another 10 or half. Or
yeah, no, I mean, that pisses me off as well. The biggest thing that anybody ever wants to do, I think, is talk to the person that they like or that they want to fucking talk to.
Yeah.
So... how would you answer your phones?
Hey, freaking talk to, okay, buddy?
I'm allowed to swear on this. When I get motivational, when I get to the point where I'm giving my lesson, I'm giving my big tip,
What was my thing?
Your lesson tip.
Your quick lesson tip?
My quick lesson tip. I usually start swearing.
Yeah, there you go.
And no, my voice changes too when I talk on the podcast.
Quick lesson tip by Joey.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is the quick lesson tip by Joey. But yeah, I guess that's about it.
Think so?
We didn't really give any tips. Basically, just fucking communicate with people that you like and that you love and your friends and your family. And I promise you, literally every single situation or any beef or any drama or any tea that you may have with your friends, communication is going to solve every single one of those.
Seriously. You every say, I'm 5 minutes late. That's it. I'm off the bed. That's it. Like, big conclusion, don't be afraid to say a text. They're probably going to really appreciate it.
Or if you don't want to send a text, send the text saying that you don't want to fucking send the text anymore.
Yeah.
Like, don't leave people hanging. A huge, oh my God, I should bring up the friend group thing with me.
Yeah, bring it up.
The huge thing that happened with my friend group recently is there was some exclusion of three friends. I was included in the three friends. There was this massive party that all of our friends went to, and we got excluded because of miscommunication in the friend group, and then somebody, like, banned us from hanging out with our friends. Something like, I'm not trying to get into details, but basically we weren't allowed to go to a party that all of our friends were at,
mm-hmm.
just because of some ignorant person who didn't want to communicate. And at the end of the day, that's childish. No matter how old you are, no matter your age, no matter how wise you are, no matter your education, you know how to speak. I'm pretty sure at the age of, like, what? How? When
we're
did we?
We're 23.
When did we know how to speak? Yeah. When do you learn, like, English? Do you speak at one?
Yeah.
Sure. Let's say two. We have.
You can have a conversation at two for sure.
Is it like abadabadabad?
No, like actual, like, oh, I don't like that.
Oh, okay. Or, well, like, at 2 years old, you figured out how to talk. How about you use it? Use it or lose it. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that's about it for the podcast. Thank you very much, Jeebus, for coming on.
Yeah, don't worry. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to the beautiful, rainy, gloomy, and depressing Ottawa, Canada.
Okay, it's not that bad. Got some sunny rays every now and then.
And you know why? That's because we're on the happy times, baby.
There you go.
Anyways, guys, thank you very, very much for listening. If you enjoyed it, make sure you share it. And follow us on Instagram. What is yours? Jesus.Fuentes?
Fuentes? Yeah, it doesn't have, like,
Okay, just try to find him.
Yeah, exactly.
Go on a hunt. My name is Joey Kidney. This is Jesus. And we will see you guys sometime soon on the happy times. Thank you very much for listening. And stay you, stay beautiful. And we'll talk to you later.
Peace out.